To talk more about how families are managing college costs, we turn to Sarah Dusich. She is a senior vice president at the student loan provider Sallie Mae and author of a report on a nationwide survey of 1,600 undergraduates and parents looking at the sorts of choices they're making these days. She joined us in our Washington studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
In the family we just heard, the daughter and the mother are both taking out loans and splitting the cost of college. How typical is that?
Well, it is typical that families share in the cost of college. And what we've seen is a decline in really what parents are able to put in to pay for college. And that's really from their income and savings. And students are picking up a slightly larger share, not larger than parents. Parents still contribute more than the students, but students are picking up a greater share of the costs, and some of that is through borrowing.
As we just heard, Emily, the daughter, had started out in a school far away from home, a much more expensive proposition. She transferred to an in-state school. Did you find in your studies that more students are doing that?
What we did find is that families are eliminating schools based on cost at a higher level than they ever have.
Sort of saying, we can't do that.
Take it
off the table.
We asked them at various points during the application process, did you eliminate a school based on cost? And we found by the end of the process, 7 out of 10 had eliminated a school based on cost at some point in the process. That compares to about a little more than half 4 years ago.
It did appear from this story that was a sort of sad prospect for the student, but then she was very optimistic and was obviously going to get over it pretty quickly, that really college was the thing. Is that what you're finding in your study with other parents and students?
College is the thing. I mean, when we ask these families are dedicated to the prospect of college. I mean, we have a 98% agreement in the value of college as an investment in the future. That's an unbelievable value proposition. But I think what's happening is we're seeing cost enter into the equation at more points. They're figuring out ways to save. They're figuring out ways to spend less. It's not just picking the in-state school. We're seeing a high percentage of students living at home now. Half of students this year live at home.
And that is what kind of a spike?
Well, it's a increase from about 44% last year, but where we're really seeing it is in the families with incomes over $100,000. 2 years ago, those families, about 1 in 4 of those students lived at home. And this year, they look more like everybody else, which is about half of those students live at home.
Is there a shift in how families, though, look at college, as in, are families changing their view? Maybe the student doesn't have to get a 4-year degree, but could get an associate's degree from a 2-year college. Is that a view that's changing, maybe even technical or vocational training, something like that?
Well, we haven't seen that. But what we have seen is those practical degrees like nursing, veterinary, or in the hard sciences, math, science, engineering. Half of students are in those programs, so we're seeing more job-oriented choices. Where we see a decline through the last few years is on college as an experience. And this is particularly true in parents. When we ask parents, do you agree that you would send your student to school just for the experience? A third a couple of years ago said yes, strongly agreed with that statement. This year, 19%. So I think what we've seen because of what's gone on in the economy is families are getting more focused on why we're going to school, the value of going to college, and looking to the future and making sure that the investment pays off.
Sarah Dusich is head of public policy at Sallie Mae and author of its new report, How America Pays for College. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.